Please pray with me. Almighty and ever-living God, the source and perfection of all virtues, please grant that I may employ myself in what is just and preach what is true, so that in my preaching and in my ministry I may provide for your faithful people the teaching that brings them grace. Amen. In Psalm 91, the psalmist reminds us that by living with God in our lives, we can prayerfully say with conviction, God, you are my refuge, my stronghold. You are my God, the one I trust. Whenever unfortunate events happen and we receive conflicting, incomplete, or speculative information, our skepticism increases and our trust erodes at the precise time we need optimism and need to believe in the reliability, truth, ability, or strength of an entity, a person, or God. Sometimes it's difficult to understand how we can receive untrustworthy information in our amazing technological age. And we think we're the only person or the only generation bad things have happened to. Whenever I'm given information that creates a strong emotional response or challenges what I believe to be true, I find it very beneficial to verify the accuracy of the information. And if the information cannot be verified, then my default position is to not trust the information. And yes, I am the strange person who routinely, but not always, looks up footnotes and endnotes, especially whenever statistics are referenced. This habit of mine has actually prevented me from using inappropriate, inaccurate, or even completely fabricated illustrations in my sermons. This happened on Thursday when I came across an illustration whose first sentence is, "Medieval cartographer sketch Hic sunt Dracones," translated, "There be dragons," on the edges of their maps. The truth, which I did not use Snopes.com to verify, is that there isn't a single ancient paper map with the words "there be dragons" or something similar printed on it. However, they do depict uncharted territories with beasts, serpents, and dragons as a warning of unknown dangers. Now, there is one globe, just one, with the words "there be dragons" on it, and it's called the Lennox Globe, built in the 16th century. Interestingly enough, the same illustration claimed ancient maps often, and I emphasize often, depicted Christ. I couldn't verify whether Christ was often on early and ancient maps, but I did confirm there is at least one map depicting Christ and dragons at the same time. This full-page miniature map of the world is found in a 13th century Psalter, a book of Psalms, which is why it's called the Psalter World Map. Here the world sits beneath a blessing Christ with two sensing angels on each side, where Jerusalem is the center of the world that sits atop two dragons. Information as we receive it can be easily distorted or misunderstood. And Psalm 91, 14 through 15 reminds us, the Lord says, if you love me and truly know who I am, I will rescue you and keep you safe. When you are in trouble, call out to me. I will answer and be there to protect and honor you. In order for those words to become a reality, we must pray Psalm 91, verse 2. God, you are my fortress, my place of safety. You are my God. I trust you. Our trust in God is strengthened when we realize the times we are in are actually no different than when Psalm 91 was written. The times we're in are no different than when Psalm 91 was written. In the psalm today, we are told that the people are subject to deadly diseases, plagues. Arrows are flying about everywhere during the day, and sudden disasters happen at noon. In the world today, we are dealing with Ebola, the Zika virus. There are shootings and there are bombings. And as we know, with thunderstorms, tornadoes can always happen with little warning. Trusting in God doesn't prevent the tragedies of the world from becoming personal realities. Trusting in God means God will be with us. God will remove our fears. And God will save us, protect us, which is something this beautiful anonymous story illustrates. A little girl and her father were crossing a bridge. The father became kind of scared, so he asked his little daughter, "Sweetheart, please hold my hand so that you don't fall into the river." The little girl said, "No, Daddy, you hold my hand." Curious, the father asked, "What's the difference?" His daughter replied, "There's a big difference, Daddy. If I hold your hand and something happens to me, chances are that I might let your hand go. But if you hold my hand, I know for sure that no matter what happens, you will never let my hand go." Psalm 33, 4 and 5 tell us, God's word is true and everything he does is right. He loves what is right and fair. The Lord's love fills the earth. Lamentations chapter 3, verses 22 to 23 reassures us, "The steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. His mercies never come to an end. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness." And the gospel according to John begins by telling us, "In the beginning there was the Word. The Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning. All things were made by him, and nothing was made without him. In him there was life, and that life was the light of all people. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overpowered it." As you go through life, allow Jesus Christ to hold on to your hand, knowing the Lord will never let you go, and the Holy Spirit will protect your soul forever, no matter what happens in this world or in the next. And may we always remember the answer we made to this baptismal question. Do you put your whole trust in his grace and love? Do you put your whole trust in his grace and love? Let us pray. O God, the protector of all who trust in you, without whom nothing is strong, nothing is holy, increase and multiply upon us your mercy, that with you as our ruler and guide, we may so pass through things temporal that we lose not the things eternal. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever. Amen. We'll now observe a moment of silence.